We feel like it's been the key to the offense here recently, just the way you guys have been swinging the bat so well.
Wait, can you repeat that?
We feel like it's just been the key to the offense these last handful of games, the way you guys have been putting together such good at bats.
Continue and try to work the starters best we can. We know we do really well against relievers when they come in, so you know, the quicker we can get that guy out, the better off we have offensively. But also just staying diligent with our approach. We go over a lot of handful of guys that are possibly going to be available each day. Just having a broad idea of what we want to do against them when they come in, just kind of narrowing our focus.
What is your approach when a new pitcher comes in, bases loaded? What are you trying to do with that?
Yeah, less than two outs, definitely trying to drive the ball hard somewhere. Time run on third base, not trying to do too much. Create an opportunity for someone else, just like the guys in front of me did, just for me, and was able to come through.
You don't like grand slams, like you're good.
They tend to be rally killers, but when you put us up ahead by a few runs, it's definitely a good thing.
You guys, you get close to the postseason, magic numbers down to four. You're starting to get excited about playing in October.
Yeah, 100%. I think the excitement kind of crept in probably a full month ago. We knew we were playing well. We're continuing to stay focused each day. With that number narrowing down, it's just a matter of continuing to go day by day. And once we hit it, I think a burst of emotions will come out.
How you felt at the plate the last month and a half since you returned?
I'd say overall, on and off. Continuing to put in my work every single day, try to key in on my bats, pick out one positive thing each day when the results weren't there, and continuing to move forward from there.
When they are on and off, frustrating is not the right word, but just like when you go about like trying to figure out one key thing, how does that change your mentality in the batting cage?
Yeah, it's it can be very frustrating. Some days you might not hit the ball hard at all and find a way to get two or three hits, and some days you barrel a few and get nothing out of it. But the consistency of success comes from hitting the ball hard, and so just trying to narrow in on that focus, try to keep it simple, and go day to day from it.
How nice is it to be on a team with that type of depth where you can bring in a guy like Austin Hayes off the bench and have him impact the game the way he did those last couple innings tonight?
Yeah, that was huge. Those runs just kind of put the nail in the coffin for us. He came in, made a great defensive play out there. For him to come in, step up, bases loaded again, and get the knock, that was huge. Creates momentum for him tomorrow if he's in the starting lineup. So it's always big for our guys on the bench to come in and be able to get something done, and we've done a really good job this year with it.
Is there potential to overlook this team being that they're struggling this year and you guys trying to fight the playoffs?
No, I think we take every team seriously. Us being in the same position as a few teams out there right now in terms of struggle, we go out there expecting to win every single day. And you can't take any team lightly. They were finding ways to get runs across the board. We had to find a way to get more.